Scratch It Sports, welcome back. Steve Langsam here alongside Brian Hilton.
What's going on, guys?
Still talking NFL football. We got some playoffs still happening.
Where we both went 0-2.
Ooh, last week was a bad week for us picking quarterbacks and teams to win to head to the Super Bowl. Let's touch up on that first. We'll hit that Tom Brady and Peyton Manning matchup. Patriots, Broncos. We both had the Patriots.
We both said
Brady was the better quarterback. What happened there?
Peyton Manning just had more options to play with, and they played at home. So that kind of gave them that extra boost.
You think if Tom Brady was at home and had Gronkowski,
ooh, yes,
the Patriots win?
Definitely, definitely. Okay. Tom Brady just didn't have the, like...
Tom Brady tried to orchestrate a touchdown at the end, too.
True, true. And like we said last time, you just wanted to keep the ball away from either...
Yeah, just got to keep away. Yeah, and they kept it away, so... Bam, that was a bad one for us right there. Tom Brady out, Peyton Manning in, Super Bowl that is, AFC side. Let's go to the NFC.
Uh-oh.
This was a brutal game.
Uh-oh.
Oh my god, I can just like tell you from injuries and, man, just like interceptions, fumbles, turnovers. Woo! This game had everything for
it.
This game had everything. And we were calling this... The NFC Super Bowl, the NFC West Super Bowl.
It was, pretty much.
The two best teams in the NFC are both from the NFC West playing to go to the Super Bowl. Damn. All right, so, man, first things first. Fumble on the first drive by Seattle.
Woo!
The Niners can't turn it into seven.
Ric Flair, woo.
But they couldn't turn it into seven.
They couldn't turn it into seven.
It was a bad omen right from the get-go. I mean, like, great, great defense. The offense, man. Why'd he get so cute? Pass the ball.
That's the way the Niners have started like every game this season.
And who did we say was a better quarterback in this game?
Colin Kaepernick.
Man,
he made it. Okay, wait. He got 75% of the game right. That fourth quarter, three turnovers, not right.
Yeah, just needed to run the ball.
Yeah, you just need a little more experience, and apparently he had.
He was the guy who we said had been there and done it.
But it just.
Russell Wilson just RW3.
He just turned it around, and also, you know what? Kaepernick, you can't turn the ball over three times, let alone in the fourth. In the fourth quarter, that's the bad scenario.
He blew it. So, Niners, man. Tough injury to Iupati. Tough injury.
Navarro
Bowman. I mean, that was beyond tough. That made me wince just watching.
He's probably not going to be starting for the first couple of weeks of regular season next year.
ACL is almost a year of surgery.
Yeah.
He might not be back to the playoffs.
That's a big deal.
But, football players heal faster, so maybe.
Yeah. Give them the steroids. That's what they need.
Yeah. But Seahawks win that game. Richard Sherman. Let's talk about that really quick.
Oh my god, I don't want to hear any more about this Richard Sherman crap! Jesus Christ. That guy just... talked a little too much, and I don't really want to hear about anything about him again.
Heat of the moment. And dude, I would be so stoked too if I made that play. You just took down your arch rival.
You still don't single out someone like that.
But hold on, 1 second.
And if you are, that's why people are calling you like a thug and whatever it is.
He went to Stanford. He's well educated. He was just running his mouth.
You still could be a thug.
Okay, alright. Where'd Aaron Hernandez go to college?
Who knows? Who cares?
He's a thug. Alright, he's not in Super Bowl. He's in jail.
He's in jail.
But, alright, I would just say this. If I was Richard Sherman, dude, I probably would have said something to him. He was hyped.
Just the way it's handled right now, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just seems really weird in the way the media's handling
it.
The media's handling it like this, and, he said a couple things he shouldn't have said, but... Dude, shut up! Jeez,
Is he a good player?
He's a pretty good player,
Alright. So,
yeah, but he's always... I mean, there's... In football, you always have these people that talk out. You got Deion Sanders, you got Bolden.
Terrell Owens.
You got all these people that just go out, and he's just one of them. That's football for you.
Yeah. Alright. So, fair enough. Made a good play. Broncos, Seahawks, Super Bowl. New Jersey, New York, whatever. It's at the new Meadowlands. MetLife Stadium.
The Snow Bowl.
It's going to be snowing, most likely.
It's going to be disgusting. I heard they were trying to like change it to Saturday, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Their contingency plan is, if we think the snow's going to come in on Sunday, we can do it as early as Friday. Super Bowl's going to be on Friday?
Super Bowl Friday?
And as late as Monday.
You can't...
What?
There's no rhyming with that. No Super
Monday
Bowl
night
Sunday.
Football Super Bowl? Might be cool. But it's always Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to screw everything
Super
up.
Super Bowl Sunday.
It's like, going to screw everything up.
And that Sunday is like an unofficial holiday. So, I mean, what happens? Is it like Monday? Monday, like everyone's going to be hungover into Tuesday?
Why not?
I don't know about that. So, I mean, what do you think? I mean, we're going to get more into this next week. This week's Pro Bowl.
Why would they put the Super Bowl on the East Coast?
They wanted to show off their new gem. They got a nice new stadium.
New gem? It's going to be... You can't even see it. It's going to be a blizzard.
MetLife's a nice stadium, though. I mean, if the Super Bowl is in September, it would be okay.
Touche, but...
Yeah, it's not September.
Heck, you know, the best Super Bowl is going to be the 50th, and it's going to be on that Golden Stadium.
Yeah.
The new Levi.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. We got the Pro Bowl coming up this weekend.
Ooh, that fun game out in Hawaii.
Hawaii or Florida. This year, Hawaii. Chilling out in the Aloha Stadium. Pretty nice out there. I wouldn't mind being out that way myself, out on the island, chilling, maybe catching a few waves.
But you probably would, if you were a football player, you probably want to be going to the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah, and shout out to Matt Overton. Got a few friends that know him out in Tracy, long snapper for the Colts. That's pretty cool.
Woo!
That's my connection to football right now.
All right.
And, but, you know, they switched up the Pro Bowl a little bit this year.
I thought the NFL is one of, like, the only major sports, like, franchises in general that really tries to, like, fondle and move around their stuff and, like, make it look like it's, like, something new and something different. Try to make it more exciting for the fans, like this, like, changing the Pro Bowl around.
I hear you. You gotta give a little credit, though, to the NHL. They've been doing this a little bit, kind of like this, for a couple years, where they have two captains pick players.
Yeah.
This, though, is special with two Hall of Famers.
Exactly.
Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders.
You got the GOAT.
Prime time and the GOAT.
Exactly.
The best wide receiver of all time and the best cover corner of all time. Drafting teams. And they pick captains and then they draft their teams. That's pretty cool. So, you know, I mean, you got, you know, teams with Tony Gonzalez and Jimmy Graham and Drew Brees together. You have a team that has, you know, all five Carolina Panthers together. And that's pretty cool. But then you also have, you know, Larry Fitzgerald is going to go up against Patrick Patterson. And I think, or Patrick Peterson. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. They finally get to do what they haven't been able to do their whole careers.
Yeah, two Arizona Cardinals going against each other. Most of the teams are, you know, they pick players from the same team, so they're not going to go against each other.
Yes.
But that's the one exception. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Because and also, if you're looking at that single, like, matchup right there, Patrick Patterson is up and coming. He's probably going to be some of the best, like, secondary in the whole league soon. And he's going up against one of the best.
Larry Fitzgerald is one of the best wide receivers still. So, yeah, I mean, that's very exciting to watch. So, you know, Ryan and I, we wanted to choose our Pro Bowl teams.
A little fantasy draft.
He's going to be Rice, I'll be Sanders. We're going to choose ours. But, you know, we didn't want to, you know, bore you guys and take all, you know, 53 picks or whatever. So we just did top five on offense, top five on defense. Sorry, offensive linemen, you get no love here. Sorry, that's just the way of the game. But, alright, so Ryan had the first pick.
Ooh, we flipped that coin and Ryan won that coin toss.
I lost the coin toss. I took heads and it was tails.
Hey, you know what? I took as the first pick Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles. And I will say, we went offense heavy in this draft.
Kind of like all five offensive picks first.
Yeah. It's just like fantasy football. Boom. Jamal Charles get picked. Not bad. What did he do this year?
He was the best running back in the league, by far. He was able to receive, he was able to run, and he was able to score 12 TDs. He was doing everything. But to tell you the truth, I'm going to say he's probably the best player in the NFL this year.
This year, best player? I'm not going to deny that. He was on my fantasy team. We're in a league where I got to the championship game and lost. That was tough.
Oof.
But he stood in. I mean,
that's a sucker punch.
Yeah, I didn't have Aaron Rodgers for 8 weeks. I still made the championship game. All right, Jamal Charles, good first pick for you. On my side, Calvin Johnson, Megatron, best wide receiver in the game. Nobody can stop him. Got to take him. He had 1,400 yards receiving this year.
He's too big.
He's a monster, dude. And, you know, another guy, you know, thinks he can catch up to him on defense. You're like 6'1". Boom! I don't think so. I get those, like, 6'6" gazelle legs running out there, and he's gone.
He's not human. He's a robot.
He's just... monster. Megatron. So.
Straight up Megatron.
One and one. Who is your second pick, Ryan?
My second pick, and I gotta go with this. You always go running back QB, even in fantasy, so I took Drew Brees.
Drew Brees,
another 5,000-yard passing season. This guy is out of control. 39 TDs. He's just a man that knows how to look across the whole field, find wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, anything he has, and throw it to them. And he gets yards. And he gets it done.
Yeah, man. Drew Brees is a great player. I like him. I probably would have taken him with my next pick. I took Cam Newton.
I don't know how I feel about that. Cam Newton.
You know, I was looking at it, and hey, Alex Smith. I like him.
I was going to say, yeah, there's Alex Smith out there, Philip
Rivers. Not my favorite.
Nick Foles and Andrew Luck. And
Nick Foles. Got a sweet spot for him, Pac-12 guy. And then got a real sad spot for him when he threw 7 touchdowns against my Raiders this year. Couldn't pick him. Andrew Luck. Man, he's a grizzly bear. And
he's straight up the way he looks and the way he plays.
But I'm a Cal guy. And he went to Stanford.
Oh.
So, no Andrew Luck.
I see how that works.
Process of elimination. Cam Newton.
He took that Auburn stuff.
Took Cam Newton. All right. Only one 300-yard passing game this season. But that's not his threat. He's a running quarterback. 6 touchdowns on the ground. And he averages about 240 through the air. He's a good quarterback right there. He's throwing the ball to Calvin Johnson. He's catching it. Calvin Johnson's better than Steve Smith. I like that.
Yeah, that's true. If they had one more wide receiver on that team, too, I think they probably could have maybe even got past the Niners.
Oh, those big words.
Yeah.
Who's your third pick,
Ryan? Third pick was Jimmy Graham. You need a big tight end, and guess what? My quarterback is Drew Brees. They kind of know each other, so it's kind of nice to know someone that you're already throwing to, especially in the Pro Bowl, which is kind of weird in my sense about the Pro Bowl. It's not really like the MLB's version, the All-Star game. So that's another story. But Jimmy Graham, he can play in the NBA. This guy is...
He is that prototypical basketball guy going to football.
That tight end guy that can just jump up and get that pass and push all these secondary out of the way, even linebackers.
He can push linebackers out of the way if the linebackers can keep up with him.
That's true. Fast. He's a very fast guy. He had 86 receptions this year and over 1,200 yards. And not to mention what the tight ends usually do, they got a lot of TDs, and this guy got 16 TDs last year.
Yes.
I mean, he rocked it. He did rock it. And that's why you gotta get it. That's why I chose him as my third pick.
Alright, well, my third pick was LeSean McCoy.
That's a good pick. I would have taken him.
I like Shady. You know, I had to go running back. Didn't have one yet. So I had to swoop up on that running back. LeSean McCoy is solid. You know, he had a pretty solid year. 9 touchdowns. Not the best, but 1,600 yards rushing. That's huge. Chip Kelly offense, they like to move things around. Also 539 yards receiving. That's crazy. Over 2,000 yards offense by himself. 11 touchdowns. Yeah, he lost a fumble. It happens.
The guy's a speed guy. He knows how to move around. And plus, that's exactly what you said, that Chip Kelly offense.
Chip Kelly offense.
That helps him out.
Game against the Lions, December 8th. Highlight of the season. 29 carries, 217 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's a big game.
That's a very nice game. That's
your guy, awesome. Jamal Charles, he had a game like that, too. It was against my Raiders.
Ooh.
I wasn't feeling very happy about it. So I had to get somebody who was high-powered as him to match up. Pick with your fourth.
I took the big guy in Arizona, Larry Fitzgerald. You know, when I think of a wide receiver, that's who I think of. I think of a guy, you know, you took Megatron, that's what you really want. But the next best thing out there is Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald was the man in Arizona. He knew how to get open. He knew how to get that ball right from Carson Palmer and knew how to get the stuff done. He got 10 TDs this year, almost 1,000 yards. He got 954. But he's just that main guy in Arizona, which just makes him even better. If you get the ball in your hand more often, you know, you're getting that experience and knowing how to get it done. So that's why I pick Larry Fitzgerald.
That was a good pick. I like Larry Fitzgerald. Solid guy. Great competitor. That takes me to my fourth pick. I had to go tight end. You took your tight end earlier with Jimmy Graham. I went Jason Witten. Put the star on the helmet. I like this guy. Not this year, but last year. Over 100 receptions. This year a little bit down. 73. Still a great season. 851 yards receiving with 8 touchdowns. That's solid production out of any tight end on any team. Eight touchdowns leads some team's best receiver of any kind in touchdowns.
True.
He's tight end. Oh. He's not even their number one option on that team either. He's their number two.
That team has no options. That team just feels like it just is constantly ready to fail. I mean, he is a great player. Jason Witten is a tight ends are kind of hard to come by. Those really good tight ends, and Jason Witten is one of the top. And I would definitely love him to have him on my team, but I had to pick someone bigger and faster and stronger with Jimmy Graham. So,
hey, just like you were saying with Larry Fitzgerald being the next best thing, I think Jason Witten is the next best thing.
There you go.
So I like Jason Witten. That takes me to your fifth pick.
My Who'd flex you position.
There? Your flex.
All right, when I think of flex, I think of everything, just like it all involves. It involves either a tight end, a wide receiver, a running back, but also think about the returning yards, punt returning, kick returning. I picked Cordell Patterson, who was the Vikings' main kick returner and punt returner. Almost got 1,400 yards in punt returning with 2 TDs in returning. 2! Not to mention his 4 TDs and passing, and he also rushed the ball. So this guy just was the ultimate flex. He is the person that embodies everything that you need right there. Returning, rushing, receiving, and just moving with the ball.
Gets his hands in, touch the ball all the time.
That's why I picked Cordell Patterson as the flex.
Sounds like a good flex. I went a little bit different direction as you. I went just straight wide receiver, and I took Dez Bryant, staying with another Cowboy there.
Oh, the crybaby.
Man, 1,200 yards receiving, 3 multi-touchdown games, 4 games over 100 yards, 3 games over 140 yards.
Did that guy just know how to cry and get his way? Just get his way out there and know how to, like, I need some yards, and then went out there and got the yards. I just don't get it. I can't handle a crybaby.
If you had somebody that good on your team, wouldn't you throw him the ball, too?
True. I guess you would, but I don't know.
So now pair him up with Calvin Johnson.
Ooh,
what are you going to do?
All right. I'm just going to run circles around you because my team better. Well, see, after this, we locked up all our offensive positions. So
we did 5 offense. We did a quarterback, the wide receivers, 1 or 2. 1 could be a flex. Running back, and a tight end.
Now we went over the defense where we had 5 positions open. We kind of left the lineman out a little bit because we only had 1 lineman position. And we took 2 linebackers and 2 secondary.
2 secondary, so the cornerbacks or the safeties could get doubled up on either which way we felt like we wanted to build our team. So Ryan, starting with the first picks, number 6 pick, first defensive pick. We went all offense first. Who'd you take?
You know what? In fantasy, it's kind of funny because you always kind of like think about it around offensive. And, you know, there's some leagues that you do defense. So in my mind, I just went for the big name, you know.
The big name.
And the big man.
The big man.
Too.
He is a big man.
He is a very, very scary man. He got 5 sacks this year. Well, that's not even the main point of him. He just was a part of almost every single play on defense. He moved things around. He got a lot of tackles and he's that anchor to the defense over there in Detroit. So
he makes that Lions defense scary.
And he's a very scary man. I don't want him to get mad and start stomping on my head or something like that either.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'd stay away from him, definitely.
All right, who's your number 6 pick?
My first defensive player, I kind of went along the same lines as you. You want somebody that, you know, puts fear into you. You know, my offense, that puts fear into you. You got Cam Newton, he can run and throw. And I got these 2 big wide receivers and a big tight end and a running back who can hide behind him and run all over the place. With my defense, I wanted somebody that could seek out and hit your running back. Somebody that could keep up with your wide receivers. J.J. Watt. Houston Texans, I had 10.5 sacks this year,
JJ.
80 total tackles,
Mr.
65 total, 15 assisted tackles, 7 pass deflections, 4 forced fumbles. This guy was a monster.
You know, that's a good monster to go up against the other monster, Ndamukong Suh. That's a good matchup right there.
I was going
to
take Sue, but you had him, so I had to go watch. But so I figured that was a good counterbalance.
All right, well, how about my next defensive pick? I took a secondary position.
Okay.
And I kind of took away from your want to have Patrick Peterson to go against Larry Fitzgerald because
I picked Patrick
Peterson. I put Patrick Peterson on my team because, hey, he's played offense too. I can move him around. He's a great defensive player. He can play quarterback, and I can probably put him in a safety position too. He's just a man. He had 42 tackles, 3 interceptions this year, but he just knew how to just move around the field. And not to mention move around the field as opposed to as like offensive defense as well. And he knew how to receive too, so just wanted another one of those all-around good players.
Great defensive back. I like the pick. I'm going a different route with my next defensive pick. Luke's Kuechly. Carolina Panthers. Niners fans might remember him from that playoffs game. He had a pretty good game. He had a sack. 3 total tackles. 7 assisted tackles combined for 10. Guess what? That wasn't his best game of the season with 10 tackles. He had a game against New Orleans. 24 total tackles. Ridiculous. Guy like that, he's just got a motor for days. Take him, man. 6'3", 235, Boston College, second-year player. If Bowman and Willis were here, I would have taken one of them.
True.
He's the next best thing.
Next best thing. Another one of those things. All right, my next pick, I went for another secondary. I had to give some love to my boys. I had to give some love to the Niners, and I picked Eric Reed. I feel kind of bad after that loss. That was a tough loss. That was a Super Bowl loss. I'm throwing a bone out there. And also, hey, he's a top pick.
He's a rookie.
And he's a rookie. He's a
Pro Bowler. That's awesome.
Rocking it.
He is rocking it.
If you're making a Pro Bowl out the rookie, your rookie season, you're doing something right.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of throw him a little bone, too.
Because he's a Niners guy. All right, well, my next pick, I got a linebacker. So I decided I'd go back to my secondary. Short up, make sure Larry Fitzgerald doesn't get open on me. Make sure Cordell Patterson doesn't escape. I got Darrell Revis. I'm going to put Larry Fitzgerald on Revis Island out there.
Put him on that island.
Put him out there on that island.
Why did he do this here? I feel like he only made it because of his name, though, you know?
One sack? Whatever. He's not a sack guy. He's a cornerback.
Yeah.
How many interceptions did he have? Boom. 2? That doesn't sound like very many. No one throws the ball at him. 2 is a lot.
Yeah.
You gotta think about that.
They're all scared of him. They don't want to go over there.
He got paid. And I mean, the other thing is, too, like, on the Buccaneers, they're not the best team. So there's other options to go away from him. But that's why he's a Pro Bowler, because you don't want to attack him.
Exactly.
So.
My next pick, I had to go toughen up that linebacker position, and I went with one of my favorite names in the NFL, Brian Arakpo. Come on, that is a great name.
Arakpo.
He pulls off your tongue.
Redskins too.
The Redskins rocked it this year, and we got to see him this year when they played the Raiders when we worked the game.
Yeah,
that was like he definitely knew how to like get down our throats and take care of who was the quarterback right then. It was Pryor.
Yeah,
he knew how to stop Pryor. So
Redskins, man, that was I was looking forward to that game. That's another story.
He had 11 sacks this year.
That's quite a few.
He's just one of those linebackers that's been around for a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And he's just a force to be reckoned with.
Arakpo, good guy in the middle, can force some pressure. I like it. My next pick, I stayed secondary. Gotta make sure Revis doesn't have to cover both wide receivers by himself. I'm gonna go ahead and take Cleveland Browns' Joe Hayden. Joe Hayden had a good year. 4 interceptions, I like that. 43 total tackles, 11 assisted for a total of 54. Man, he had 20 pass deflections. Drew Brees might be throwing it up there. Joe Hayden's knocking it down. Darrell Revis is going to knock it down too, or he's going to make the pick. But you don't want to throw a Darrell Revis, you're going to throw it to Joe Hayden. Joe Hayden, 4 interceptions, I like it.
Throwing
it out there.
Gotta go. Okay, well, how about my next and last pick? My 10th pick. I picked a veteran, 11-year vet to be exact, a guy with 19.5 sacks this year, a guy in the Colts named Robert Mathis. I had to go with someone that has been there before and has done it and knows what he's doing. He has 111 sacks in his whole career, and just multiple 5 different seasons of over 10 sacks. He's just a scary guy, and that's what makes up that cold thief.
So are you taking him for the career number, or is that this year?
This year, 19.5 sacks? Yeah, I'm taking him.
Okay. Good call. My guy didn't have quite that many sacks this year. He had 13. Buffalo Bills, Mario Williams. This guy can line up on the end, can line up in the middle, can line up in a linebacker position. This guy can play defense. A lot of sacks, high motor, pair him up with J.J. Watt. Shoot, the Texans tried to do that. But, it didn't happen. There was too much money floating around. Got to pay Arian Foster. Got to pay Max Schaub. They got rid of him. The Bills got him. And he's blown up again. He's got a huge season. I mean, 13 sacks. That's big.
So there were both of our teams. All 10 picks. All 20 picks, excuse me. 10 picks on each side.
I like them.
I like our teams. I go Drew Brees, journal going up against another journal over there, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
And it just... good all-around teams. I just have a feeling I'm just going to be running circles around you, though.
Oh, man. I mean, you do got some speed burners, but my defense is definitely keeping up.
All right. Well, I guess what we have to close out here with is talking about what we're going to be talking a little bit about next week and the thing that's coming up, the biggest thing in the NFL, what all players join the NFL to get to, the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to call you up and sign you? Before the Super Bowl?
Man, only if the Niners were still there, they'd probably sign me.
I thought the Seahawks were calling you up for the 12th.
Oh, my God. Woo. Telling them to get out of here with that.
All right, now, so we got the Broncos and the Seahawks. You got Denver and Seattle. You got Peyton Manning, Russell Wilson. And I'm going to throw it out one more time. You've got four wide receivers and a great tight end versus Richard Sherman.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly how it's going to go down. It's that big defense and that crazy offense with Peyton Manning, the general, knowing how to tell all his troops on the line, all his troops out outside, to just move around and get open. So that's what it's going to come down to be.
All right, and that's what we're going to talk about next week. So we'll catch you guys then. Have fun, enjoy the Pro Bowl, and Scratch It Sports with Ryan Hilton.
Yo, yo, yo!
We'll be back.
All right!